Welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. I truly believe that everyone has something incredible to offer this world, but we too often get in our own way. We let the noise of this world crush our confidence and rob us of our focus. We let people and circumstances influence how we lead ourselves and how we lead others. The good news, you're not alone, and the change you desire is not out of reach. It's just on the other side of your decision to grow. A decision to grow into the leader that you're meant to be. If you're ready to build the confidence, gain the clarity, and create the community you deserve, you have landed in the right spot, and now is your time to grow. Good morning, fam. Welcome to another episode of As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. Super excited about what we're going to hit on the next couple weeks inside of our GSD community, which is my online community. We've got about five or six dozen entrepreneurs from around the country. We meet twice a week, every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, and we walk through coaching calls. So each month we have a different theme. This past month, actually, when I recorded this, we're right in the middle of a financial theme. So we talk about finances every Monday morning in our Kickstart Your Week call. And then every Wednesday night, we do about an hour and 15 minute Zoom call. And I'll bring in guests like my good friend, Ryan D. Lee from Salt Lake City, my guy, Scott Donnell, tons of different friends of mine, Anthony Trucks, Vic Keller, Amberly Lago, just some really good friends. And we talk about different things. So I want to talk about finances over the next couple weeks on this specific podcast, Coaching with Ken. And I want to ask you a question this morning. Where is your mindset when it comes to your finances? Where is your mindset when it comes to your finance? What area in your mindset do you need to grow? What are some of the limiting beliefs that you struggle with when it comes to your finances? And I promise you this, every single one of us at some level struggle with some kind of limiting belief. And six of the limiting beliefs that I talk about in our courses a lot are fear, insecurity, scarcity, comparison, shame, and success. Like, those are the six main limiting beliefs that I see as I work with entrepreneurs at all levels, all across the country, and thousands of entrepreneurs. And these are the six that I see a lot. And when it comes to our finances, normally three of those are prevalent. Scarcity, fear, and success. Like, we didn't grow up in financially sound environments. We didn't have great cultures where our parents taught us to handle finances. So we grew up with a scarcity mindset or a fear mindset. And people ask me all the time, Ken, how do I tell if I've got a scarcity mindset when it comes to my finances? Two things. Number one, when you have a scarcity mindset, you normally spend everything you have because of that scarcity mindset, you're not sure if you're going to get any more. So you spend everything you have. So the second identifier that you have a scarcity mindset when it comes to your finances is you spend everything that you have. So one of two things when it comes to scarcity, you either save it all or you spend it all. I think I said spend it all twice, but save it all or spend it all. There's not a good balance of how to invest my finances and handle my finances in a really good way. And we've got Scott Donnell coming on. He's the founder, CEO of an app called Gravy Stack. His vision is to reinvent and reimagine the banking systems. And so he's got an app that he just came out with. It teaches children, students, and adults how to steward and manage their finance. He's gamified banking. It's attached to real bank accounts. We've got him coming on in a couple of weeks. He's actually going to be teaching our Wednesday night Zoom call at the very end of April. It's going to be a phenomenal time. So I'm going to ask you this question. If you've got a pen, if you're sitting down right now, if you're in the car, obviously I don't want you to write stuff down. Where in your mindset do you need growth when it comes to your finances? Where in your mindset? Are you struggling with scarcity? Are you struggling with fear? Are you struggling with a limited belief of success? Like, I just don't know that I can do this. And here's kind of our theme for the entire month inside of our GSD community that I want to share with you. And it's this truth that when you have a good relationship with money, money will have a good relationship with you. When you have a good relationship with money, money will have a good relationship with you. My good friend, John Maxwell, who speaks at our Create Conference every year in Atlanta, says people change four different times of their lives when they hurt enough that they have to. And some of you guys, when it comes to your finances, man, it's just been painful for you. Some of you guys are in business startups. Some of you guys are in situations in your finances where you just haven't made great decisions around your money. And we're going to talk about, I'm going to ask you five questions in just a minute that are going to help you pinpoint some areas in your finances that you need to pay attention. John says, people change when they hurt enough they have to. No, the second thing is when they see enough that they're inspired to. And guys, that's why I say it's written in my planner, bottom right-hand corner of our planner. Every single day you'll see the quote, get in rooms with people who think bigger than you do. And guys, the people that I get to spend time with are unbelievably successful and amazing human beings. So when I get around these guys, I get inspired to do more. It literally raises my belief lid of what's possible in my own individual life. So those are two. The third one, John says, is they learn enough that they want to. And my hope is in this podcast, As a Leader Grows, my Coaching with Ken episodes, my guest episodes that we drop every Wednesday, that you're getting the information and you're getting value that's going to help you learn enough that you believe that, yes, I can change. Because I promise you guys, it's possible. It is possible. The fourth reason that John says people change is they receive enough that they're able to. They receive enough that they're able to. You're just constantly getting, as my good friend Brad Lee says, new information, new information, new information. And when that new information replaces old information, it's one of the ways you identify, remove, and replace limiting beliefs like scarcity, fear, and success. As you get new information, you realize that information is truth because you can see it fleshed out in the lives of other people. And so you know that that information is truth. That helps you make that change. So time of this podcast, we just pulled the trigger on two huge hires inside of our GSD community, our GSD Mastermind Create Conference, all the stuff we do inside of Grow Stack Drive. We hired a VP of operations, Keandra Rockstar. She's absolutely crushing it. And made another huge hire this past month in our new VP of sales. And Mel's crushing it as well. And to be able to pull the trigger on those two, we had to get in a position financially inside of GSD to where we had the wherewithal or the resources or the bank account to be able to make the call and pull the trigger on hiring two A players. And I love it. My good friend Steve Trang out of Scottsdale, Arizona said, about a year and a half ago at one of my live events, Steve said this. He said, B and C players cost you money. A players come with a finance plan. And I'm telling you, Steve, dude, I will never forget that. Steve was actually the last speaker that we had that weekend. Some phenomenal communicators and friends of mine like Sharon Lecter, Anthony Trutz, Carlos Reyes, Greg Reed, Brian Bogert. I mean, we had some amazing, amazing communicators come in and speak that weekend. And Steve came in, he spoke, he was the last guy that spoke. And when he said that, B and C players cost you money, A players come with a finance plan. But even inside of GSD, we had to get to a spot where we were ready to take on nearly six-figure and six-figure salaries to be able to build what God's been doing over 3 years. And it literally took me right at 3 years to be able to get to the point to where, and it all came in January. January was risk big, reward big. When we hit Create this year, again, we went all in like we do every single year at Create. Now, not only was Create such an amazing month, we did nearly $500,000 in revenue in January, which blew all the other times. Back in August of 2022, right after our mastermind in Sundance, we hit our first $100,000 revenue week. And then January is our first month where we averaged over $100,000 in revenue per week. And because we did that, obviously we were ready to be able to pull the trigger financially and to be able to afford to be able to bring two A players on staff. And so one of the ways we got there, and I'm going to back up to August real quick. And some of you may have heard me share this story before. Back in August, we're in our mastermind and if you don't have an affirmation or two tied into your financial mindset and how you're growing and pushing through limiting beliefs when it comes to finances, you need to. So one of my affirmations, the very first one I do every day, is I have a millionaire mindset. I have five affirmations. I've got a whole podcast on it. You can go listen. There's five affirmations. Literally takes me 2 minutes to do my affirmations. I've got some mirror work that my good friend Dr. Rob Kelly has walked me through about 5 or 6 months ago. I do almost every single day. I did it this morning sitting on the Peloton bike. I'll turn my camera on, face it towards me where I can see myself in my phone and I'm doing my affirmations. I'm literally speaking to myself about who I am and rewiring my subconscious. And one of my affirmations is I have a millionaire mindset. And I look myself in the mirror and I'll be like, Ken Johnson, you have a millionaire mindset. And we're in Sundance, Utah back in August. I think our mastermind was the 2nd through the 5th. And my good friend, Zach, who has done my graphic work, design work, webs, this stuff for about 14 years now. He was a part of the church plant that I had back in 2009, him and his amazing wife, Perry. And they've been doing my stuff for a long time. Well, Zach is on retainer. And so I get an invoice the 1st of the month, every month, and he's on retainer for X amount of hours a week for X amount of dollars. And on the 2nd or the 3rd, I get a text from Zach that says, hey, did you get the invoice that I sent over? And you know, I'm busy. We're literally day 2 of this mastermind. It's going amazing. And I text Zach back. Yes, dude, I got it. I'll get to it as quick as I can. Sorry for the delay. Well, the next morning, I think we're in day 2 or day 3 of our mastermind. The next morning I get up and I'm in my mirror. We're in Utah. I just get through Gary Brecka taking a cold shower. And you haven't taken a cold shower until you're taking one in Sundance, Utah, because that water is literally probably 40 degrees. It was colder than probably any cold plunge I've ever done. And I'm doing these affirmations. I just get out of the shower, doing my cold shower. And I look in the mirror and I'm drying off and I look and I go, Ken Johnson, you have a millionaire mindset. And God goes, no, you don't. He goes, no, you don't. You can't pay your bills on time. And as soon as I felt like the Lord spoke that to my heart, I knew exactly what he was talking about. I picked my phone up. I went straight to Zach's invoice. I paid his invoice. I then put his invoice on recurring automatic to where it just automatically pays on the 1st. All I get on the 1st of every month now is invoice has been paid because I had the money in the bank. It wasn't even a money issue. It was I'm busy. I've got this going on. I'll get to him when I can. And God told me that day, as I'm sitting there doing my affirmation, I have a millionaire mindset. God goes, no, you don't. You don't pay your bills on time. And he said, not only do you not pay your bills on time, but the way people pay you is going to be an indicator of how you pay other people. I'm going to let you sit with that for just a second. Because a lot of us say we have a millionaire mindset. A lot of us are reading the books. A lot of us are doing this stuff. But the reality of it is, and this is the first question, obviously you know exactly where I'm going. This is the first question I want you to ask yourself. Do you pay your bills on time? Do you pay your bills on time? Or are you late? Are you constantly late? Because what happens is, guys, all that does is reveal scarcity or fear on the inside of your mindset. Or a limiting belief of success. Like you don't believe you can be successful. For me, it wasn't even a money issue. I had the money in the bank. I'm just like, you know what? I'll get to him when I can get to him because I'm busy. And you know, back in August, it was just me running the show. There was nobody else. It was just me and about 4 or 5 different contractors that I had every month. And I just was like, I'll get to him. And God goes, you don't have a millionaire mindset. You can't pay your bills on time. And then he said, the way you pay your people is the way people are going to pay you. And I was like, wow. Okay, God, I got you. Picked the phone up, paid the invoice, put it on auto recurring. So every month it hits my credit card. It's done every month. I don't even have to think about it anymore. And again, remember the overarching theme of this entire podcast and what we're doing inside of our GSD community this month is when you have a good relationship with money, money will have a good relationship with you. And I don't think it's any accident whatsoever. Zero chance that week, at the very next week after we come out of that mastermind, we do the first $100,000 revenue week that we've ever had inside of GSD. I remember if we did, you know, 20 grand in a month, that was huge when we first started. But 100 grand in a week, I mean, we got back and celebrated. Yes, we can do it. And it was like, okay, we've hit this ceiling. Now this ceiling at 100 grand a week is going to be our floor for next year, which is exactly where we started at in January. We did about $484,000 in revenue in January coming out of Create Conference. And then also, for those of you guys listening maybe for the first time, we took a huge step of faith and risked again and said, you know what? We're going to do Create more than once a year. We're going to do it in January and we're going to do it in July. So this July, we're coming to Dallas. We're going to do 2 days, 2.5 day of our mastermind before, and then 2 days of Create after. We've already got some amazing speakers lined up, like my good friend, Gary Brecka, my good friend, Vic Keller, one of my best friends, Master Jeff, Brendan Burchard. We've got Brendan locked in. We're also going to give everybody who attends, you're going to get a ticket to his growth day next year, because it's actually growth day this year with him and Mel Robbins and Jay Abraham and Ed Mylett and all those guys. It's actually going to be in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be this in April. So we're going to do that in July. You're also going to get a ticket to go to growth day with Brendan next year. And so Brendan will be with us about a day, day and a half. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing time. So we're going to take that step. But the only way we could do that was by consistently leaning into and developing a good relationship with money. Because when you have a good relationship with money, money will have a good relationship with you. So here's the five questions. I want you to write these down if you can. Number one, do you pay your bills on time? Do you pay your bills on time? I'm telling you, I've got to the point now when a bill comes in, I pay it immediately. Like, it's gone. If I don't, already have it set up on recurring. Like, most of my bills are set up on recurring, and I set them up on, I've got one credit card that I do recurring, and it's all that credit card does. I say all. The majority of those credit cards is, that specific credit card is for my recurring stuff that I have. So first question, do you pay your bills on time? Do you pay them early? Do you pay them late? What does that look like? You literally can't tell yourself that you have a good relationship with money if you don't pay your bills on time. Second thing is, do you look at your bank accounts every day? So one thing I got from Grant Cardone that I absolutely love. I mean, I've gotten tons of things from Grant that I love, but this is one of them. Do you look at your bank accounts daily? When I did this to my community in the past couple of weeks, I literally added this to the KPI sheet for everybody on my team. Like, you're going to look at your bank accounts every single day. Do you look at your bank accounts daily? Do you know? Two reasons. Number one, not just to know that your bank account's actually rising and your net worth, which is the next question, and your net worth is actually going up, but it also gives you a perception of, not a perception, but it gives you a good view of reality of what you're actually spending. Because if you're not monitoring and you're not spending, it's, you know, they say it's a scientific fact that when you spend cash versus using your credit card, it actually hits a pain receptor in your brain. Like, it's painful to let go of cash. When you swipe your plastic, it doesn't really do anything to you, which is why you need to look at your bank accounts every single day. So number one, do you pay your bills on time? Number two, do you look at your bank accounts daily? Number three, do you know your net worth? Do you know your net worth? And for those of you guys trying to build wealth and trying to get to a point to where you can invest and actually build some assets that are bringing you some residual income, you've got to know your net worth. You have to know your net worth. If you don't know what a personal financial statement looks like, you need to, because you're never going to get where you want to be when it comes to your financial goals. And guys, in our core five, inside of GSD, our mastermind and our community, faith, health, relationships, business, and finances, like inside those financial goals that you have for yourself, if you don't understand what you're worth, what your net worth is, you're never going to be able to be wealthy. You're never going to be able to create and build assets that generate residual income for yourself. So pay your bills on time. Do you look at your bank accounts daily? Do you know your net worth? Here's the fourth question. Do you have a daily revenue goal? Do you have a daily revenue goal? My good friend Doug, who's in our GSD community, has been in since day one, 3 years. I'll never forget, we're at that same event in Scottsdale, and I asked Doug this question. I said, Doug, what's your revenue goal? And he said, $275,000. And I said, $275,000, what? He goes, a day. And I said, I'll never forget, I said, for those of you that can't add real quick, that's about $91 million a year. That's his revenue goal. But their revenue goal across all the businesses that he's a part of, is $275,000 a day. Now, some of you guys are like, man, that's ridiculous. Well, for him, it's not. But you need to come up with whatever your daily revenue goal is, and whatever that daily revenue goal looks like is what you need to come up with. Fifth question, final question is this. And you've heard Maxwell say, John said this for 20 plus 30 years since I've known him. He said, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. You're the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with. Who are the five people? Let's say this. Who's in your corner? 10, 12 people you spend the most time with. Who's in your corner is your two to three people, and your circle is the 10 to 12 people you spend the most time with. Who's in your circle? Who's in your corner? And where are they at in their financial lives? Are they further along than you are? Are they people that you can go to that are going to help you stretch your belief, help you grow through limiting beliefs, and they have the financial wherewithal, the financial moxie and understanding to be able to help you grow when it comes to your finances? Listen, again, I'll go right back to the big idea for the entire month. When you have a good relationship with money, money will have a good relationship with you. Walk through those five questions. Do you pay your bills on time? Do you look at your bank accounts daily? Do you know what your net worth is? Do you have a daily revenue goal? And the five people to 10 people that you spend the most time with, where are they at when it comes to their financial situation? Guys, I hope this has blessed you today. Another episode of As the Leader Grows. Again, I'm your host, Ken Jocelyn. I know I've talked a lot about today about our community. We would love for you to check that out. 10 days, absolutely free. Absolutely no cost to you whatsoever. Jump in, see what we're doing. We've got the most unbelievable online community of entrepreneurs that we've been doing for now for over 3 years. Coaching calls every Monday morning, coaching calls every Wednesday night. And plus, you get to be a part of our community, access to all three of my online courses, Mindset, Strategy, Leadership Development, will help you. I promise you, will help you build confidence, gain clarity, and create community. You can go to growstackdrive.com/community. Sign up, 10 days, absolutely free for you. And again, if this podcast has added value to you, blessed you, helped you, literally, when we talk about mindset when it comes to finances, if this has helped you, do me a favor, screenshot it when you're listening, tag me, and I'll share that with you and get you a little love on social media. Until next time, have a blessed one.
Thanks for tuning in to the As the Leader Grows podcast. My heart is always to add value to others on their journey to becoming the best version of themselves. If this episode did that for you, please subscribe, like, and share. Also, as a thank you for listening, please visit book.growstackdrive.com to get a free digital copy of my Amazon best-selling book, As the Leader Grows. Tune back in often and continue your journey of growth, whether it is here or elsewhere. The best investment you can make as a leader is in yourself.